It's always such a treat to get to hear the voices and see the faces of the authors that we enjoy reading. And that's exactly the opportunity that El Paso Community College is offering us for the fourth year with its annual literary fiesta. With me are English instructors Carla Newman and Margie Nelson Rodriguez. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you.
It's a pleasure to have this event coming around again. It's a nice time of year for starters, the fall. What is the opening splash for the event?
Well, we're going to have an opening reception and an awards presentation. We're going to do the awards both on Friday night, September 21st, starting at 5:45 through 7:30.
And what two awards are presented?
Well, we have two awards. One is the Literary Legacy Award, which we always had on Friday evening. Mm-hmm. But now we've decided to also have our Community Spirit Award presented on Friday evening as well. So it'll be two awards, the Literary Legacy and the Community Spirit Award.
And who are the recipients this year?
Marcia Hatfield Dottestall, a local author and editor, is getting the Literary Legacy Award. And a nonprofit group, Border Senses, is getting the Community Spirit Award.
Wonderful. Both excellent choices. It's always nice to see these entities honored for longstanding efforts. Very, very exciting. So that's the opening reception and awards presentation next Friday from 5:45 to 7:30. All of this is taking place in the same location. Is that the Administrative Services Center Auditorium? Such a charming name. There, in Building A, that's 9050 Viscount. And what else is going on Friday night?
We're also going to have a reading by Professor Rich Yanez from EPCC. He's also got some work in one of Marcia's book, the collection Literary El Paso. I'm not sure what he'll be reading for us, but he is going to be doing a reading to get us in the mood of appreciating our local authors on Friday night.
Now that will be fun. That will get things on a roll. And then the next morning, things start up at 10 a.m. And where does it go from there?
Well, at 10 a.m. we start. We're going to have a literary mercado where we'll have booksellers, we'll have Barnes & Noble, but also some local booksellers and some nonprofits and some arts and crafts vendors. So we'll have that part of the mercado, and we're going to also have food vendors this year. We're opening up to some of our student organizations and small businesses that want to sell food for lunch and for snacks. So we're going to have a big variety of different kinds of foods and snacks there in the morning. Also at 10 o'clock, we're going to kick off with Natalie De Leon, who's a Chicano poet and painter that we're bringing in from San Antonio.
Ah, excellent.
Yes. So we're going to start the day with him. And then we'll be moving on to Cesar Ivan, who's a local artist and musician. His work is really beautiful. You can look online and you can see both of their works and their bios. And then at lunchtime, we'll have Minerva Laviaga, who is Memoras de Silencio, Footprints of the Borderland. She works with that part of Border Senses, and she's also an EPCC English instructor. So
excellent.
She's one of our own there.
Excellent, yes. Minerva Laviaga is, I've always been so impressed by the Memorias del Silencio project, which is basically the stories of migrant workers.
Yes.
And so it's such a very, very special audience that you work with. So these are from 10, 11, and 12. They start on the hour. They're 45-minute presentations, giving people a 15-minute break in between to enjoy the kind of carnival atmosphere, go browse a little bit, graze some. And then it's lunch on your own from 12:45 to 1:10. So that's a quick lunch break. And then at 1:10, what reconvenes?
Well, then we're going to have our award winner from Friday night, Marcia Hatfield Dottestall. We're going to have a conversation with her, and it's going to be moderated by Mimi Gladstein.
Oh, fun.
So
okay.
That should be a lot of fun. And then following the conversation, we're going to have reading performances by several of UTEP's creative writing professors, Daniel Chacon, Sasha Pimentel Chacon, and Benjamin Alire Sainz.
I happen to know that Daniel Chacon and Ben Sainz are a very dangerous combination.
Yes, they are.
I think
are.
You need to be careful with those two.
You know, their words on a wire.
They
routine,
could haul off and start a radio show on NPR or something.
They could.
Yeah. And that's going to be a cool, fun thing, and that's from 1:10 to 2:30 in the afternoon, so that really rounds out the afternoon's offering.
And then we'll have cake.
Oh, a real cake. You're pulling out all the stops here.
Well, it's a celebration.
It is, and this is basically free.
Yes, it is free.
It is free and open to the public, which is just a lovely, you're throwing a party for the community, a literary party, which is just very generous of the of community college. It's such a fun event. How have you seen the growth of this event over the last 4 years?
It has grown. I don't know exactly how many people have come. We've had trouble keeping a strict account of attendance, but I know it's always very busy.
Yeah, there's got to be a lot of coming and going, so you can't exactly count heads all the time.
We are planning to have like a sign-in to try to get everybody on a listserv. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, that does remind me. We have a Facebook page for this now. It's EPCC Literary Fiesta 2012.
Excellent. Good for you for remembering. I'll ask you to repeat that in just a second after I say thank you to my guests today, English instructors at El Paso Community College, Carla Newman and Margie Nelson Rodriguez. And we are talking about the fourth annual Literary Fiesta, which is taking place at 9050 Viscount Boulevard. That's opens up on this coming Friday evening from 5:45 to 7:30 is the big kickoff, and with the award presentation and reading. And then Saturday all day from 10 a.m. till 2:30, followed by cake. You can enjoy the entire event. It's free. It's fun. There are activities for children also, and it's just a great party that EPCC throws. And the Facebook page again is?
EPCC Literary Fiesta 2012.
Excellent. Thank you so much.
Thank you.